So, Bishop Christopher, you took part in the first Robes Sleepout last year. Perhaps you could describe what that experience was like.
A year ago, we were quite amazed at the level of response, because for a number of years, Robes had increased the number of churches participating year after year. And we didn't realise the well of support that there was in the wider community until we had the Sleepout here at the cathedral. And as this year we had numbers well over 100, we've got nearly 200 this year. And I think it's a very good sign to the wider community that there is a real concern for everyone, particularly those who are homeless on our streets.
And did you learn anything from the actual experience of the cold and wet night of last year?
Well, last year I hardly got any sleep because so many people just wanted to speak throughout the night. And I kept on getting hot drinks. I was rather worried about the younger people here getting freezing cold. And again, we've got a very cold snap tonight. And it's quite important that people come in and get hot drinks. So although I do have a sleeping bag, and I've got a number of things on tomorrow, so I must get some sleep, I'm also very concerned that people stay warm.
And now, last Christmas, in your Christmas sermon, you talked about the Robes Project, and you talked about homelessness in London and your concerns that we would see an increase in homelessness and rough sleeping with some of the benefit reforms and other changes happening. Those changes are now a little closer to happening than they were when you talked about them then. Are you more or less pessimistic now than you were 11 months ago?
People become homeless for a whole range of reasons, and a number of people that have come to our project centres as guests tell the most remarkable stories about how they've had a sequence of events which have suddenly left them isolated and without anywhere to turn for help. And this has been a first port of call, an opportunity to restore some hope and to re-establish a connectedness which makes it possible then to try and think about what the steps might be back into some sort of residential setup. So although the cuts have continued to have their effects, and of course there are pockets of poverty in all of our communities, I think isolation and economic downturn, when those come together, there can be very serious consequences.
And the other element of the Robes Project is the way that it brings together Christians from a variety of different traditions. Can you give us a flavour of what kind of difference the project makes in that regard in Southwark and Lambeth?
Yes, the beauty of it is that churches from a number of different denominations work very closely together. That has been right at the heart of the ethos of Robes from its earliest days, from its very inception. That we really value, because when Christians unite together in a common task, then a real message of hope is generated through the wider community.
Bishop Christopher, thank you.